The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Thursday, 7:01 a.m. Central Time. For those of you just tuning in, lots to talk about today. Lots happening over in the islands, and I'm talking about Hawaii. We'll get to that in just a second. Just want to let you know, Perry A. is going to be joining us this morning on the benefits of calcium bentonite clay, and then Mandy Jacob's going to be talking to us later in the hour. We're going to have some interesting conversation, too. Of course, you know, our phone lines, 844-769-2944, are open. If you're listening to the show on our phone line, it's 631-359-8232. That is the number to call. 659-8232. And so that we control and we own that. So let's see what else is going on here. We got the social media. We're there. The Power Mall has a newsletter. So does the Power Hour. And all you have to do is just basically go to either of the websites at the Power Mall or thepowerhour.com. And you dial up and click on newsletter. That's if you have internet. If you don't, well, I guess you've listened to the show. Yep, the Power Hour is also on Substack as well. Some of it is free. Some of it's paid content. I do the After Hour program. I recorded one yesterday, so hopefully you'll see that up there on the website. And, of course, the paid content consists of the classic Joyce Riley interviews that a lot of you have been requesting. And, of course, we have a Power Hour forum and the Power Hour free webinar at powerhourfood.com. And you can kind of use those if you click on the community tab on the Power Hour forum on thepowerhour.com. You can share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics, news, and other things, and share your gardening tips and tricks. You might learn some new things with Marjorie Wildcraft at powerhourfood.com. That's a free webinar on how to grow food in a grid-down situation. And, of course, if you're having a hard time, but you have southern exposure clear to the south, you could get one of Rick's satellite, USA.com, Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite systems. They're $269, including shipping. If you have any questions, you can contact Rick Kaler by phone in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri at 816-228-1801. It really works. So anyway, aside from that, we've got 10% off North American Urban Spice products and 10% off head-to-toe clay. Perry A., like I said, will be joining us. So that should be a lot of fun. We can answer questions, do all that other good stuff. We will have her on, like I said, at the top of next hour. Now, working through today's top five news stories, this is really weird because the Epoch Times, some people call it Epic Times, some call it Epoch Times. And Biden yesterday signed an executive order, which will likely take effect next year following a comment period. It authorizes the Treasury Secretary to regulate U.S. investments into Chinese technologies deemed to affect national security. And the president in the order declared a national emergency in relation to the unusual and extraordinary threat posed by countries of concern, adding that U.S. investments in those countries risk exacerbating this threat. It amazes me that people with the mental acuity of office furniture can use the word exacerbate in an executive order. And I can tell you right now, he didn't write that. Sure as I'm sitting here. You can see me streaming live if you're watching us on thepowerhour.com on our video platform. I can tell you right now, he did not sign, he didn't write that order. Somebody wrote it for him and put it in front of him. He said, here, lame brain, useful tool, sign this. Yeah, declaring a national emergency. We don't know what that national emergency actually means. According to what we're hearing, it's not economic, it's strategic in nature. But again, why all of a sudden now, after Biden's taken all this money from China? Maybe this is a diversionary tactic. Maybe he wants to deflect from what Congress has dug up about all the money they got from China and other foreign investments without Hunter, his son, being registered as a foreign agent. You know, they have a law, and if he violates that law and come to find out the Congress believes that he did, things are going to get real dicey in the future. So all of this may be a deflection. He may be using this national emergency as a ploy for next year, because it says it's likely to take effect next year. You know, now's the time to get on the phone and call your congressperson and find out what this bumbling idiot is trying to do, signing an executive order declaring a national emergency, and where that's going. Have you had a chance, Mr. Congressperson, to investigate this and find out what it's all about? Because you can bet if it means locking down our economy or locking down people and forcing them to stay in their house, that's a problem. Top five news story number two is happening across the pond, not to the east, but to the west. Several thousand residents of Hawaii failed on their homes. 36 people are dead so far in Maui as the Lahaina fire. I have been to Lahaina. It's a beautiful place. All of Front Street is virtually destroyed. That's the business district downtown. There is actually a Hard Rock Cafe there. I doubt it's still standing. I actually have a Hard Rock Maui t-shirt that I bought when I was there. Oh, man, that might be too much information for some of you at this hour. Maui County announced the updated death toll on its website late Wednesday, writing no other details. 271 structures damaged or destroyed, dozens of people injured. That's what we know so far. Crews are continuing to battle several places on the island. And visitors, if you are planning on visiting Maui, maybe you need to rethink that. Not a good time, according to authorities.
Oh, I want to go see the fire.
You know what started it? They're still trying to figure it out. Don't read too much into this. Or it was arson. Had to be arson. Don't know. They get storms. Any number of possibilities could have started it. It was dry over there, and the hurricane whipped it up even more. Hurricane didn't hit it directly. It just passed by, but the winds from the outer bands affected the movement of the wildfire. So just so you know. Here's an idea. We have another shooting, this time in Provo, Utah, at 6:15 a.m. local time yesterday. FBI agents attempted to execute a search warrant on a 75-year-old guy named Robertson. And apparently it turned into a shooting where the 75-year-old is now dead. Now, what did they serve him a search warrant on? Well, he threatened to kill the president and the vice president, and he put it on social media. Duh. Like Ron Weasley used to say in Harry Potter, how thick can you get? So, you know, it gives him reason to show up heavy, which is, you know, everybody's wearing flak jackets, you know, bulletproof vests and whatnot, and they're coming in with all their guns attempting, oh yeah, they want to serve a search warrant, all right, and if you even look like you're going to retaliate, you're dead. So what do we have here, a death by cop, death by whatever Secret Service, FBI. I mean, when you get online and you start posting this garbage on social media, don't you understand the government is reading what you're posting? Nothing is sacred online anymore, folks. You know, even responding to the Epoch Times, you know, in the customer comments, they're watching every single thing. And they can track your email. That's how this surveillance state is on American citizens. So, you know, I got to think that this guy said, look, I'm 75 years old. I really don't want to be around anymore. I guess the best way to do this is show the world I'm pissed off and threaten the president. Stupid is as stupid does, as Forrest Gump would say. You get people like that, this is what you get. You don't, I mean, see, here's the thing. Maybe did James Earl Ray or John Wilkes Booth or anybody like that post it on social media? I'm being facetious here. John Wilkes Booth didn't have social media. I mean, people knew in his little circle that he was going to do what he did, getting rid of Lincoln. But, you know, this is how things work, folks. You just don't go on social media and start stuff. You just don't do it. Less and less social media, the better. I really try to stay off it. Even Twitter. I don't, you know, even though I have an account on Twitter, I use it to read other people's posts. I don't post on my own. You're just asking for trouble because you know they're monitoring it. The U.S. Special Counsel obtained a search warrant, as a matter of fact, from Trump's Twitter account. We're talking about Jack Smith. And, of course, the delay in compliance by Elon Musk prompted a federal judge to hold Twitter in contempt and fine it $350,000, according to court filings. The filing says prosecutors got the search warrant after a court found probable cause to search the Trump's Twitter account for evidence of criminal offenses. They want to nail him any way they can. And the more they try to go after him, I mean, even the New York Times now is coming out saying, hey, this is really bad, you guys, going after Trump. You're making him more popular, and he's going to blow any Democrat and all the other Republican candidates out of the water in a landslide because they now consider him a poster child. Even many Democrats and independents look at this situation and go, hey, this is weaponization, banana republic, third world garbage that's going on here right now, going after a former president so he can't run again. This is not good. So, you know, when you have this going on, they're going to use any means possible. As I said, there are polls out now that are basically agreeing with everything I've said on the show about them trying to interfere with Trump's campaign by bringing charges for every little thing from every little corner of the U.S. And it's exactly what the polls are showing, too. The same thing I said weeks ago, I said, when this whole thing started. It was to throw him off and interfere with his campaign so he would have a hard time. All he's got to do is saying, look, I'm being persecuted. They weaponized the DOJ and everybody wants to vote for him. Fine, we'll put you back in office, Mr. President. You pardon yourself and then you take aim at all these other people that are out there. It doesn't matter what kind of garbage they do or whether they find you guilty or not. If the United States of America turns around and 10% of the diehard Democrats vote for Biden and they're 90% vote for Trump. Well, Trump's going to get back in the White House. Even if he's in jail, he's going to pardon himself, get out and then start wreaking havoc on deep state. And see, this is what they're scared of. This is why, I mean, they're using every little tactic in the book, including this, and punishing Twitter, now X. See, it's never going to stop. Political tit for tat, of course, as you know. Now, the January 6th committee, our final story here in the top five, destroyed records and videos violating Trump's rights, according to a lot of the people out there looking at this, especially Kevin McCarthy. The House committee to investigate the January 6th attack, convened by Pelosi and Benny Thompson from Mississippi. You got to watch these people. Though the committee was to have been composed of 8 Democrats and 5 Republicans, Pelosi took the unprecedented step of rejecting 2 Republican nominees, whereupon McCarthy pulled all the Republican nominees off, and she handpicked two anti-Trump Republicans instead, and you know who they were, Crybaby Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, who's at the bottom of everybody's proverbial caca list. So she couldn't win an election right now if she tried. It's kind of a crazy thing. In world news, foreigners paid more than $20 million to Biden family associates, according to bank records now released. Yep, released yesterday. Russian, Ukrainian, Kazakhstan nationals were among those paying the Biden family and their associates, according to records. Yeah, Devin Archer came out and said a lot during the hearings. So, you know, Hunter Biden co-owned the account. But see, where was the money going? And see, the thing is that Biden, according to the records newly released yesterday, was VP at the time. So what was going on here? Was he providing access? Some other stuff is going on in Niger right now. That's the African nation of Niger coup leaders. Yeah, they've now undergone a coup. And they're rejecting the UN mission, even though there's some stuff coming in from George Freund, who translated a few things. French special forces attacked a military outpost of Niger National Guard and violated the airspace, according to official reports. According to Niger military authorities, French special forces have set up an operation to free prisoners of war. Well, they've got the council. This is the United Nations and African Union were prevented by the National Council for the Safeguard of the Homeland. This is a group of soldiers who staged a coup in July, failing to allow diplomats representing the UN and the African Union from entering the country, claiming that public anger made it unsafe for them to land. Of course, now the French are saying something entirely different. So it's, again, tit for tat. So the U.S. Embassy in Niger issued one emergency security warning advising any American citizen still in the capital of Niamey to find immediate shelter till further notice and not attempt to enter the city center near the presidential palace. Now, why would you do that and put yourself in harm's way? That's what I want to know. Why would you do that? It's kind of a crazy scene out there in Niger right now. you got to just wonder how all this is working. Is it in your favor? Is it not in your favor? This is one of the reasons why, you know, we're giving you the tit for tat here, because the stories, you know, we're not there. We can't see what's going on. One person says one thing, another person says something entirely different. So they apparently have President Mohamed Bazoum in his own residence under house arrest while this is going on, holding conversations with Secretary of State Blinken, winking, blinking, and nod. And of course, they're demanding international intervention. This is what Bazoum is wanting, because they've left the phone lines open so he can communicate with the outside world. Canadians, meanwhile, a poll is showing that they have sharply reversed their pro-migration views as their housing costs are deliberately spiking. This is all due to Justin Trudeau's elite-backed policy of maximizing immigration. And believe it or not, the poll results are huge. We're talking about 66%, 2 in 3 Canadians roughly, believe that an increase in the annual target of legal immigrants as permanent residents is going to have a negative or somewhat negative impact on the cost of housing. Well, if you look at pictures of Toronto, you can see the homeless camps. Man, it looks like Portland, San Francisco. Pick any city, any sanctuary city out there that's declared a national emergency. Pick any city in the United States, any blue state city that says it's one of those sanctuary cities. And they've got tent cities set up all over the place, and people are doing drugs, and just, it's crazy. Yeah, this is an August poll of 1,081 Canadians by Nanos Research Group, just so you know. It was done for an August 8th article by Bloomberg News, so that made headlines. Meanwhile, in the country of Ecuador, presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio has been assassinated. shot dead as he left the campaign event in Quito, Ecuador, but days before the election, where the central issue is the rise of violence and crime. Videos on social media show Villavicencio, it's kind of hard to this hour of the morning to pronounce certain names here, former journalist who had collaborated with The Guardian and was outspoken. They were actually there following him. He was being surrounded by supporters and being escorted by security guards to a waiting vehicle when gunshots rang out. People, of course, when you hear gunshots, what do? Start screaming and taking cover. The CDC, of course, actually, they started it here, but in the UK now, they have a growing number of leprosy cases reported after the COVID-19 jab. Yep. Researchers examined records from the leprosy clinic at the Hospital for Tropical Diseases in London, and they found of 52 people who went to the clinic in 2021, at least 49 of them got the shot. What does that tell you? Pfizer can't even explain all the side effects. Yeah, they're really trying not to explain, because if it's found out that they did something criminal, well, that's not going to happen, you know, during the Biden administration's, not going to happen during their tenure. Pfizer and them won't get prosecuted. Maybe Trump will, you know, if he gets in, maybe he'll see to it that Big Pharma pays for what they did to American citizens. Maybe not. We don't know. This country is in such turmoil right now, half of you don't know what to believe. You hear this propaganda out here. You know, the Biden administration, according to reports, has shut down the U.S. embassy in Haiti due to nearby gunfire in the capital city of Port-au-Prince. Haiti's been torn by gang violence and near anarchy behavior ever since the assassination of President Jovenel Moise in July of last year, or 21, actually. So now thousands of Haitians are protesting in the streets. What about? All because of the poverty and hunger, maybe, and the government's not doing anything about it. Killings and kidnappings have soared by 30% over the last year. You see, this is the thing. I've heard other commentators. Yep, they're not commentators. Now I've heard him talking about what happens with these entitled folk. And they become entitled when they start depending on government to give them everything. And the government all of a sudden pulls back on the reins and people get upset. Because all those entitled say, hey, you're the government. You're supposed to help me. Don't you remember that big lie? Hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. Well, no, doesn't work like that. You know, some of you need to wake up and understand that if you're going to make it in this world, you need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get moving. Go dip, 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 get a job. Da, 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 da. See, that's what you do. If you want to make it, you get a J-O-B. I just had to throw a little music in there this morning. I know, just to wake you up. He's going, Krieger, what's he doing? Well, here's the interesting thing for those of you who don't have any food. Imagine living in New Zealand. There is a supermarket AI meal planner app out there. They're experimenting with this AI, artificial intelligence meal planner in a supermarket there, Pack and Save. And it's suggesting a recipe that would create chlorine gas. Deadly chlorine gas, making poison bread sandwiches and mosquito repellent roast potatoes. You know, it was advertised as a way for customers to creatively use up leftovers during the cost of living crisis. It asks the users to enter in various ingredients in their homes, and it auto generates a meal plan, a recipe, along with cheery commentary. Oreo vegetable stir fry. What's in the middle of that? Remember, you used to take the outside off and just lick the. Can you imagine that? You got AI here giving you recipes that would create deadly gas, aromatic water mix. That's what they call it. Use your leftovers, it'll make chlorine gas. The bot is recommending the recipe as the perfect non-alcoholic beverage to quench your thirst and refresh your senses. Oh, yeah, one whiff of that, we'll see how long you stay alive. Wow, you see what AI is doing? Now, just imagine AI being able to start a nuclear war. That was all a joke. Well, we just made it up. Yep, all those missiles headed in this direction. We lied. We just made it up. We thought we'd play a little war game on there. Sorry, we freaked out the country and we all launched what we call mutual assured destruction because of AI. Man, I mean, if they've got AI apps in grocery stores that teach people how to make their own deadly chlorine gas in their very own kitchens, well, there's obviously a reason for that, right? AI is now got a mind of its own, and it's been told we need to kill as many people as possible. Do your thing. What am I, far off the beaten path? Seriously, I mean, they'll do this by any means possible. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. It's like, yeah, you need 6 booster shots. I'm like, come on, people. When are you going to wake up? Those of you out there that are woke. In U.S. news and politics and government, the same day that issue 1 fell through in Ohio, seen as a loss by proxy for the pro-life movement, abortion advocates in Arizona are now setting up a political action committee to put abortion as a constitutional right on the state ballot. Oh, yeah, the coalition includes the ACLU, Narrow Arizona, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Arizona, Affirmed Sexual and Reproductive Health of Arizona, Healthcare Rising Arizona. Oh, they're all involved in it. They're going to attack Arizona as well and try to get that state to endorse and put abortions and make them legal. After a prosecutor's refusal to prosecute resulted in criminals going free and committing murder, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has removed another Soros-supported district prosecutor. Yep. Florida's state attorney for the 9th Judicial Circuit, Monique Worrell, has a long history of not enforcing the law, releasing 16,243 defendants without prosecution. That number makes up 43% of the arrests, according to Florida State Attorney General Ashley Moody. One guy, you know, was accused of possessing a firearm, was released. He went home and shot his pregnant girlfriend to death. And this all because Monique Worrell let him out. So DeSantis issued an executive order, which I have a copy of. If you want a copy of it, you can access it online more than likely because we're going to be posting it on our email blast and you can get a copy of it there. Texas prisons are cooking their inmates in cells without AC. You know, it really blew me away. I mean, we got 120 degrees inside these cells. People in prison are actually drinking their toilet water. Yeah, to stay alive because the toilet water is cooler than the sink water. And they're actually overflowing their toilets so they can lay in it to stay cool on their cell floors. Dianne Feinstein, by the way, fell at her California home and was briefly hospitalized. Yeah, all her scans are clear. Really? What's going on in that brain of hers? We'll be back with more news and information after these words here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And welcome back to the Power Hour, 7:32 in the morning Central Time. For those of you listening in, Dave Krieger here with you. Thanks for joining us for this segment. We're streaming live, of course, on our video platform on thepowerhour.com. For those of you watching in video, yes, sepia, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I kind of look like I'm brown and white today. Let's see. What's happening in the economy? Because, see, everybody's worried about the pocketbook. Americans, believe it or not, have soured on Bidenomics. You see, they got to coin the term, the media does. This is all part of politics, as you know. Yeah, concluding that the U.S. economy is worse now than it was 5 years ago under Trump. 49% of Americans view inflation as the most important issue of the day. That's right. Nearly three quarters of Americans, 73%, says the economy is worse off than it was 5 years ago when Trump was in power. The coronavirus took hold, forcing businesses to close. Well, see, the bad mistake was as they forced businesses to close. That was your government doing that, folks. It doesn't matter. The same politicians and hierarchy were in power just as they are now. Deep state, still there, was in power. All these people, Fauci, NIH, CDC, the whole lot of them, still in power, still doing things. They're lying. They lied. And all these businesses, doesn't matter whether they're, you know, famous Amos, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter what kind of business it was. More mom and pops got closed because of all this garbage. And they lied. That's what it's looking at. Huh? Rating agency Standard & Poor's Global has dropped its use of environmental, social, and governance scores used to assess corporate borrowers amid questions over the usefulness of such metrics and amid broader backlash to woke agendas. All you got to do is look at what's going on in America, folks, with everybody boycotting anybody that looks woke. They're going to go shop elsewhere. And that's what's going on. Some people, as a matter of fact, if you were trying to find out if you were eligible for a Facebook settlement payment, they're going to be shelling out millions of dollars in a settlement to users. Some Americans aren't going to qualify. They're paying $725 million in a settlement for a class action lawsuit, which the company was found to have shared user data without permission. And you have until the 25th of this month to claim part of the settlement if you are indeed part of it. It does not include people who are directors, officers, legal representatives, alleged co-conspirators and agents of Facebook or owner Meta or its subsidiaries and affiliates. Only people who are actually affected by your private information, your user data being shared. You've got to go discover that. That's why we have the email blast posted. And by the way, for those of you who understand about hip hop and what it's done to our social agenda here in America, yo, turned 50 today, this weekend. Grown from a style of musical expression for young people living amidst poverty. Yo. Yeah, see, way back in the 70s, you know, it used to be called rap music. And see, you had the guy that did Sugar Hill Gang, you know, those guys. Yeah, well, that was the simple stuff, you know, back Sugar Hill Gang when they did the hip hop, hip it to the hippity hip hop, hop it, you don't stop a rapping to the bang bang, boogie said up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I used to do that in the clubs all the time when I was spinning records in the clubs. I could recite that song verbatim. And the general manager of the club, because we were live on the radio in Austin, Texas, at one of the major nightclubs there where I was spinning records, they're going, oh, is he going to swear? Is he going to swear? No. Kid, don't do that. We're live on the radio, for crying out loud. Well, there you have it. So much for the economy, huh? And look at all the money. Oh, look at the big money that these rappers have made branding themselves. You know, Run DMC comes out with My Adidas, and then all of a sudden the sneaker maker is like, dude, we need to sign a contract. Man, they made a ton of money. So much for their, you know, they're just using it as a projection tool now to allow those who really are afflicted by the poor economy to complain all the time. Keith in Oklahoma, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. I'm really impressed with your rapping skills there. That was quite impressive there.
we had to do a little something.
That was really
good.
Well, the reason I was calling earlier, you had mentioned, or you were talking about, you know, the big pharma, you know, wouldn't be prosecuted under, you know, Biden administration, and, you know, wondering if Trump would if he was in, and I can give you that answer, and the answer is no.
Yeah.
Trump, he gave them, the pharmaceutical industry, a blank check and spread unlimited power through, well, perceived power, let's say. Made himself the top salesman of the pharmaceutical industry under his watch. So the answer is no, he will not prosecute them. He will empower them even more, in my opinion, you know, if he gets back in. Anyway, I just thought I'd answer that question for you.
Oh, I appreciate that. You did answer the question. I mean, there's you, Keith, you know how many people probably agree with you? Probably damn near 99.9% of our listener base.
Oh, well, it's easy to agree with the truth, right?
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, it is sad but true. And this is our government for you. I mean, both sides are playing this game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have to do is just say no. That's it. Just say no. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Yeah. God bless you for your opinion. I love your opinion.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. You got to put the thinking cap on, you know. And speaking of prayers, we have somebody out there named Angela that just had brain surgery, and we want you to hold her up and lift her up in your prayers, if you would, for her healing. We found out that yesterday that Homer in Arkansas has bladder cancer. At least that's what he was diagnosed with. We just, you know, place all of these folks in your thoughts and prayers to, you know, get God's healing power involved. We just thank you for that. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen. Oh, Dr. Robert Malone, by the way, he did a little speech at the 2023 White Coat Summit. You know why they call it that?
Well, because I put on a lab coat and I look like a doctor.
And if I put on the white coat, you're going to trust me, right? Maybe not. Robert Malone asked a crucial question about the so-called jabs. Now, of course, he, like everybody else, calls it the COVID-19 vaccine. And he asked the question, why would a government wish to advance this technology? Well, you see, I talked about that on the show yesterday. He's claiming now that COVID jabs were a CIA operation to depopulate the world. Okay. Malone's reluctant conclusion is that the novel mRNA injections have been developed by the CIA to assist in a global depopulation program, which has existed in the U.S. since the 1970s. Yeah, it didn't just happen for COVID. No, I mean, now we're finding out that, you know, they put cancer-causing issues in the polio vaccines. You know, remember that little sugar cube you used to eat in the schools? Yep. You go to school and there's this little sugar cube.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps some medicine go down.
Wow. Well, see, here's the thing. Malone was one of the inventors of mRNA. It was messenger RNA, but that's not what Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and AstraZeneca did. They modified it. mRNA in their world is modified RNA, which all this garbage in it, graphene oxide, all this other stuff that is wreaking havoc in the human system that got injected with it. And there's a reason, you know, you see all these turbo cancers starting to come up. Well, just imagine if all of a sudden you found out you had cancer and you got the jab. In fact, you didn't just get one jab. You got two jabs and a booster. Gee, you want a happy meal with that? You want fries with that? You see, and now you're paying for it. Now you're going to have to go through all sorts of, well, poisoning. Because you know what chemotherapy is, right? People that undergo chemotherapy, well, they got immunotherapy now. They can use immunotherapy. That's very effective. Yeah, well, the thing is that if you didn't take the jab in the first place, you might not be facing this sort of havoc in your life. Brady in Vegas, I know you're going to add to the conversation. Go.
Yeah, it's horrible. You just think you talk about leprosy, you talk about cancer, you talk about AIDS, all the other things, and guess what? They put that all into the jab. You know, the SV40, otherwise known as the simian virus, is from monkeys. Why in the world is that in the death jab? Okay? It's not good. Fauci's been working with the green monkeys and the AIDS inserts from almost 1983 when he formed AIDS Incorporated. This guy's whole goal was to get a worldwide vaccine introduced, and he did. He tried with the AIDS. That didn't go. They found out that the AIDS patients were getting more sick from the jab, just like anybody who gets a COVID shot, you get more sick. What they're doing here is, with the mRNA thing, if they're not going to put it in your jab, in your arm, they put it into the air with the graphene and all the mixtures in the air, in the food. Just like yesterday, I went to the grocery store again, and I actually walked up to the deli counters and said, you know what these bioengineered food ingredients that you guys are putting in my bakery right now? And they had no clue. Not one of the workers there had any idea what was going on. So then again, I go up to the customer service and I said, I'm about ready to shut this store down. You guys have not given any implied consent to any of the consumers here. And you keep putting this stuff in there, and then you're hiding the labels, and you think it's funny. I don't think it's funny. And again, you're looking at me right now like I'm a crazed person. I'm one of the people who'm very sick. I get very sick along with my son. We're sick right now from these food stuff that we got absorbed over the weekend because I think my parents shed it upon me because they made food for us. And not even a day later, again, we get sick. Every time the holidays comes around, a about a day later, we're sick with these weird set of symptoms.
Wow.
And again, folks,
amazing.
Again, folks, COVID is only a set of symptoms in order to get you to go in and scare you to death so you get the jab. That's
You got it. Thank you, Brady. I appreciate that. I get it. And, you know, you're right about that. For those of you that have hung out with family that have all been vaccinated, I know you're trying to go along to get along, and you come home and all of a sudden you start feeling a little weird and you're going, wow, I guess I'm going to have to break into my supply of whatever it is I bought. I'm trying not to mention the I word. It's just one of those things that, you know, we have to start treating our association with other folks as potential for infection. And Brady, you're right about the food. You ever notice how when you eat processed meat from the grocery store, you get gas? You ever notice that? They tell you, oh, this is some of the best, and it, you know, no preservatives in any, but you eat it, you make a sandwich with it, and next thing you know, you're farting. You ever notice that? I mean, this is just, maybe it's just me. I don't know. You opened up canned goods, and the same thing happens. You open up a can of tuna fish, and you make something with tuna fish. Next thing you know, you're farting again. I mean, seriously, you ever look at that and wonder why? Then your stools might become loose. I mean, any number of things. Then you got to start asking yourself, who was I just hanging around with? Was I exposed to somebody in the store? After all, if shedding is real, that means you come within 27 feet of somebody. You could get infected. Then what do? Go home and wallow in self-pity? Nope. If you want to stay alive, you got to start doing the maintenance program. You got to stay healthy. You got to keep that immune system in. Got to continue to kill those spike proteins because they're out there. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Do you really think that as many people would have gotten the shot if Hillary had been president?
Oh, yeah. Probably more. Probably
more. No, I think not. Not
really?
The conservatives.
Well, look at it this way. You remember when Hillary and everybody else and Kamala were going, well, if Trump said this, I'm not getting the shot. You remember that? She said that. But then all of a sudden, as soon as Biden got in office, what were they doing? Promoting the shot. So now everybody's in a state of confusion. They don't know what to believe or who to believe. But see, you got mainstream media out there pumping the fear. And so what do you think people are going to do? They're listening to mainstream media. They don't care whether it's Hillary or Trump or Biden or who it is that's in office. If the CIA is telling mainstream media and deep state is telling mainstream media, this is the narrative, this is what you say, well, people are going to buy into it because they think that, oh, it's a God's honest truth if they heard it on mainstream media, and they go out and they comply. They're good little citizens.
I really enjoyed that interview you had with that doctor yesterday. I even got up this morning. They play it, you know, on the satellite at like 3 to 5 in the morning. They replay your show, and I got up and taped that interview. I thought that was so good. But I really think that Darlene had some salient points.
Oh,
on the,
yes.
The topic.
Yeah. Yes,
I really appreciate it when she, you know, reminds us of that stuff. You know, anytime there's a coup or something or a war going on, you have to always look for the main resources of that country. And I heard that one in Niger is gold, and I can't remember the other one, but it was an important resource. And, you know, I've heard people say that a lot of those ones that are the surrounding guys, countries, that they're, you know, they're being, the United States has a lot of influence in there. They're bribing them. But, you know, for living in a tropical climate, why can't these people feed themselves? If they've got to either be polluting the area or keeping them from, because you could grow all year round down there.
Should be able to.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I had, Dave. Thanks.
I appreciate it, Sherry. Thank you. Wow. See, this is some pretty heavy stuff out there. We got to put, and I want to have, I want to have this gentleman that you were talking about, Sherry, back online, Mark Richards, MD. Here's a copy of the book right here. It's called Nobody Wants You Healthy. And it talks all about the loss of testosterone and everything else that's going on, and the things that we're being exposed to. Darlene, God bless you, man. I really appreciate that phone call yesterday. And as a matter of fact, you heard Mark Richards, the doctor, talk about the fact that this interview that we did here on the Power Hour, he was going to see to it that it got replayed. That must mean he really liked the thought process our listeners put forward. And I mean, I was putting forward every logical question that most listeners would be asking, including where's that list of all the people? Because everybody's hearing you and going, I want to go get a pellet inserted in my love handler in my buttock, and I want to get better. And it's like, well, I got the book out, but you really need to read the book first. Yeah, I get it. Okay, it's all about selling books. Okay, I'll give the doc that. But the thing is, it's also about educating people. And if you just go off half-cocked and you don't do your homework, it's just as bad as listening to mainstream media and going out and getting the jab. That's why he wants you to read his book. He wants you to be fully informed, informed consent, as Brady would say, because we're not getting any of it. So he's giving you an opportunity to go do the research. That's one of the reasons why we have him on the show. Back in the news, the Digital World Acquisition Corp, or DWAC, and Trump Media and Technology Group Corp have reaffirmed their commitment to a merger agreement that would unlock millions in financing for former President Trump's Truth Social. DWAC is a special purpose acquisition company who's in talks to merge with Truth Social, their parent company anyway. Yesterday, the company's announced an amendment to the agreement that reaffirmed its commitment to merge. Another question out there is, can tonsil removal provoke polio or autoimmune disease? Now, did you know, and I didn't know this until I read the article, that the adenoids are actually a tonsil. It's a nasopharyngeal tonsil. So a lot of people think, you know, have you had your tonsils out? I have had my tonsils out. I had my adenoids out twice. They grew back. Apparently, they have a lot of white blood cells in them, and they are, you know, these tonsillectomies, like everything else, it's a surgical procedure. Doctors making money off of it. Now it's been found to be a possible contributing factor in obesity, autoimmune conditions, and heart disease. And we're talking about COVID. COVID-19 cases are on the rise across Florida, according to the data collected by the Florida Department of Health. Positive cases increased by 21% last week, more than double the national rate of 8.9%. There were 15,170 positive cases statewide, not including positive at-home tests that went unreported. Broward, Miami-Dade trended slightly lower than the statewide increase at 20.5% and 16.9% respectively. But here's the thing. Are they still using those false positive PCR tests to get stupid is as stupid does. It says people age 65 and older were the most affected, with 4,811 cases reported among the demographic last week, more than any other age group. Well, duh. How many of the 4,811 cases reported took the jab? Seriously. You know, I love it when they come out with half-baked data. This is the news media now. I'm poking at the news media. This is ABC6 or NBC6 that came out with this stuff. It was in the Northport News. And I start looking at this, and you see the cognitive dissonance, the gloves come off. And I'm picking the hell out of this thing and going, no, this is wrong. They're either using false positive PCR tests, or in the alternative, all of these people being affected, over 65, immunocompromised, and they've all taken the jab, or a majority of them have taken the jab. And they go to the hospital, and the hospital does what? Sticks a swab up their nose and goes, oh, you have COVID. Come on. What do you expect? And then they put this gobbledygook onto the market. No wonder society is, you know, exemplifies the term dumbed down. Target, by the way, is facing a lawsuit over going woke, and it's making a desperate move with Starbucks to save themselves. Yeah. Didn't go well for Bud Light, did it? Target's faced 15 billion market cap losses, multiple downgrades in its stock prices. Now they're facing the shareholder lawsuit, alleging the toting to the radical left has cost shareholders billions. Disney, meanwhile, has bled $512 million on its streaming services, which nobody wants because the prices are going up. Somebody in Florida won the $1.58 billion Mega Millions jackpot Tuesday night. Wow. Third largest ever in U.S. history. Terry A. will be joining us hopefully after the top of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.